Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk about the oftentimes contentious issue of redistricting.
Right.
The census in 2010 resulted in information now that they're going to utilize to perhaps draw new borders, new boundaries, that sort of thing for the various legislative districts. But there was some interesting thoughts about that recently.
Right. Well, the whole purpose of the census really is to figure out where people are living so they can redraw the congressional districts every 10 years because people shift around and, you know, the population centers move. And the districts are supposed to all be essentially the same size. And so the census data comes out and that's used to redraw the congressional districts and the state legislative districts. And that's where the problem lies in Minnesota. Ever since the 1960s, every time they have tried redistricting the state legislative boundaries, it always ends up in court. And so this year, once again, there's a move afoot to try and prevent that, to try and streamline the process a little. And there's a proposal out there to actually form a commission of a group of retired judges to take over the redistricting issue, and it would be a bipartisan or tripartisan, however you want to look at it, group of people, and they would hopefully just make a smoother process out of it.
So I presume that there are pros and cons to this, the pro being exactly what you just said, making a smoother process out of this, you know, making it less contentious, less divisive, hopefully avoiding going to court after decisions are made. Because the traditional way of doing it was, the legislature took care of this, but the party in power typically got their plan through, railroaded through, essentially, and then that's why it became a big court fight later on. Question is, though, there are people who think that maybe this isn't such a good idea.
Oh, right, yeah, and, you know, and it's, you know, we'll see whether this idea has any legs or not. But yeah, there are some sides that say, there's one side that says, well, the legislature is constitutionally mandated to redistrict, figure out the legislative district lines. And so the process needs to be done by them.
That's a pretty strong
argument.
That's
pretty big. Yeah, that's a pretty big argument. Then there are others who say, you know, maybe this commission isn't such a bad idea. It would prevent a lot of, you know, a lot of rigmarole, but maybe a group of judges isn't the most representative group of people to be figuring out where to draw, you know, legislative district lines.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, but those are, you know, those are two pretty good arguments against forming this kind of a commission. We'll have to see how it plays out. Thanks, Marnie, for dropping by, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.